Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The U.S. Open is in Pennsylvania this week.
It's the Steelers.
With 175 bunkers, there's plenty of sand to find at Oakmont.
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir. How about you?
Not a thing, sir.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080.
What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
The Fan.
No, sir. I didn't see you playing with your dolls again.
Hour two of three right here, Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan. Do you like the name Danny and Friends for now?
It is what it is, man. I'm
call something else for the day.
Yeah, we can call. We got something.
This is the Ebony and Ivory Show.
There you go.
1080 fan, you know, black and white chocolate. Mm. You know, together makes swirl. That's what we're doing out here. We're gonna figure out something
it's that,
cool.
It's that mixed Hershey's bar.
That's what, man. It's one of my favorites. You know, honestly, I don't love white chocolate, but actually, it's growing on me as I've gotten.
It
older.
Has its places.
Yeah, it's growing on me as I've gotten a little older, man. I know you're a big golfer, man. I know we talked about it a little earlier, but I know as we're getting older, you're really leaning in to playing golf more.
Yeah, no, it's become a sickness.
Well, are you, I know you're still pretty young, so you're not at the golfing stage
I love golf.
Yet. Oh, do you play
yeah.
pretty often?
Yeah, well, I mean, often enough, but I grew up like playing golf. My grandparents live on a course down in Palm Springs, so grew up playing down there. I've always played. It's not really like an old man, young man thing. It's just always been a thing.
That's not shocking for me that you know, actually get out there and play.
He does sound privileged.
Yeah, he really kind of. I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm embracing it. I am from Hawkinson. We're rich.
Yeah, I figured that. You know, I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know, I guess good for you.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't get a chance. It's something about producers over there. Him, Buckley, Lynch, you know, those guys. Yeah. You know,
hey, hold on. I'm not going on crazy
vacations.
Come from
some wealth over here, man.
You know, Russ's dad's a dentist.
You're not going on a crazy vacation? Tell me more about the triangle of games you're trying to go to?
Well, that's something that I'd be paying for myself. Oh. If it wouldn't be someone else paying to go, I would like to be able to potentially hit some SEC Atlanta Falcon games.
Well, okay, I feel you. You ever been to an SEC game? Before I get into my next thing, do you ever been to an SEC game?
No, and that's why, like, if we could make this work and do it perfectly, it would be great to go see Georgia versus Texas in November.
Danny, you ever been to an SEC game?
Yeah, I went to Florida game when I was down there, and I'm trying to think, I didn't go to any other. So yeah, just the Florida game.
So I actually I used to date a girl who played golf for University of Tennessee.
Oh, there you go.
Right. And so I would go down and visit her, which on the one hand, okay. So on the one hand, great experience.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, worst experience of a man's life.
Oh God.
That can happen out there. So, number one, there's nothing like an SEC football game. I've been to professional games and been to college games.
Oh, especially
obviously.
Neyland. You had 105,000 people.
I've never seen nothing like that before.
Yeah,
the sea of gaudy orange. Mm-hmm. This really ugly orange. But every single street, every single bar, the McDonald's was closed to go to the game.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's was closed to make sure people could go to the game. But I met the girl, or excuse me, I met the guy that my girl at the time was cheating with.
Oh, God.
And he happened to be a pretty famous track star. And at first I was looking at him, I was like, Bro, dude looks familiar. Mm. You know, like, why do I know homie? And then turns out is Justin Gatlin.
I was going to say, is that Gatlin?
So that guess what? I rooted against him actively in every Olympics.
Come on, Hammy. Oh, come on, Hammy.
Suck.
Yeah. Let me see that Hammy pop.
And damn it if he didn't win bronze, you know, once before and some other stuff. So, I mean, I was mad at the time, but yeah, shout out to America. I guess he did his thing. But yeah, she played golf. And if you play golf on the 24th of June, the Fan Golf Classic.
Indeed.
It's coming up, man. Your local Toyota presents the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club on Tuesday, June 24th. So we're only, what, a couple weeks out?
Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today, man. Brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors by Phil Brook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers, man. Once again, there will be morning and afternoon flight. Matt's Barbecue, again, catering of most round meal. Foursomes can be purchased right now, tendingtothefan.com. Click on the Fan Golf Classic. And, man, this should be fun. Here's the cool part. I've never actually got a chance to go to a golf classic.
Are you coming this year?
I'm going to try to. I don't think I have much work to do.
I mean, just pop out there.
Yeah, man. I definitely
need
to try.
Ain't nobody going to stop. I mean, you get out there, you know, come on over.
Here's the thing. I'm terrible. Like, I'm not
matter.
You guys, man.
No, look, I'm not good.
I'm not either one of you guys. I am absolutely awful.
Dude,
this whole thing.
Does not matter. You come out there, hang out with us. We'll be like, all of the hosts, we're going to be sitting on the sixth hole throughout the day.
Drinking, right?
Oh, yeah. And
yeah.
All the vendors.
Well,
and all
I can do that.
Sponsors. Yeah, like, look, man, Dusty and I, the last 2 years, we've sat out there drinking, you know, for me, tequila, him, his brown water. We had incredible booze the last couple of years. From what I understand from the sponsors this year, that is going to continue going.
That's awesome.
We got a little covered area with some chairs, and we just sit there and we will take quote unquote celebrity shots for people that they can use if they want. If not, we're just out there heckling and having a good time. We had basically all the hosts out there when a dude hit a hole in one last year.
Yeah,
dope.
I heard. Yeah,
it was
I heard.
Dope. It was pretty cool to see that. I'd never seen a hole in one in person, so I was like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's dope. I've never seen a hole in one like. Ever. Like, I mean, at least not in person for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, you
so,
see me on TikTok or whatever.
On TikTok, but even as I'm watching, like, a golf tournament, I don't think I've ever been watching and saw, like, oh, no hell. Hole in one. Like,
yeah, we had
pretty rare.
Kim hit one, what, two, 3 weeks ago at the tournament, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think it was a practice
really?
Run. Really? I think.
Yeah, I believe that some... You're talking about M, Sung J M?
Yeah, was it M that hit it?
I thought it was M.
Yeah.
Someone hit one at the PGA.
That's right.
I believe
it
was Sung J M.
Oh, well, very good.
What's crazy is you hear, like, pro golfers, when you hear how many hole-in-ones they've actually ever had.
Oh, it's...
They've had, like, all of them had, like, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, not,
like,
for as much as they play, you would think it'd be a whole lot more. But to think about that, like, 8, 9, a perfect shot?
Yeah.
Like, how often do you guys get? I mean, we've seen some amazing shots.
You know,
golf,
280
right?
yard away, and you're putting it in a four inch spot,
and it lands in a spot to roll just enough to be able to get to the hole. Like, I don't know if there's anything more.
I get jacked
impressive.
When I hole out from 20 yards, let alone 250 plus.
Grandpa Wilbur, so the grandparent that lives on the golf course, he's got five.
Listen,
five all after the age of 65, I believe.
Which could you do right now? Which could you do right now first? Hit a home run off of a major league hitter.
Oh, no.
Or sink a hole in one.
Significantly more likely to hole in one, and that's like a one in a billion for me.
Yeah.
He will remain nameless. There is somebody over at K2 who, you know, Joe and I and Tyree, we all watch games, road games in the sports office at K2. And so we're doing prep for the postgame show. And somebody came in. And told us that he could hit a home run off of a major league pitcher. And I'm like, I'm telling you right now, I will give you $100 and 100 swings. You could not go down to D-Bat down the street where they've got the pitching simulators and stuff like that. And I could turn that thing at 97.
No.
And it will have zero movement on the pitch. It will just be 97 straight
spot.
Down the pipe every
spot.
Single time. You won't even get a hit.
No. I might get a bunt. And,
yeah,
but
you are not going.
Part,
no, you are not going to register. Like, do you ever see the Bat Bros on social media? They're actually from out here. They've done a bunch of video at George Fox and then out in Bend and stuff like that. But I think he's a former D3 player, or he was a minor league player. I can't remember, but they go through and they test like all different types of bats, and like there's the Easton Decor. Is that the old OG one that I think that I grew up with?
Are you talking about the style of bat?
Yeah,
it's a BB core.
BB core. That's BB right. Core. Yeah, I can never remember.
So the new brand, I believe, or the new style is BB core. The original, so like when you would have been playing
the one that used to kill people,
been playing, that's called Beecer.
That's right. It was the Beecer certification. Yeah. So it's kind of funny. They'll demonstrate the difference between these two bats, and this guy can swing it like better than 99% of the world. But the problem is, guys in Major League Baseball are the 1% that can do absolutely obscene things.
Yeah.
But
different
like,
athletes.
This guy's hitting like 109, 110 exit velo, which is like, that's unreal. Like that's literal major league quality exit velo. And when you talk about guys like, you know, Shohei and Judge, they're hitting like, what is it? Like 116, 117, the highest in baseball kind of a deal. So this guy just rakes.
Yeah.
But he's using an aluminum bat.
I actually pulled up some of the videos right here, and I'm looking at the Baseball Bat Bros.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I get lost in those videos all the time. And if you're listening right now and you think you can do this and you have not been playing baseball entire life and you're currently still playing, you have a 0% chance of doing it.
Some people have a real false confidence about everything that they do.
Oh, it's like 85% of people surveyed think that they could land a plane in an emergency. You have a 0% chance.
People can barely parallel park.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me you're going to land a 757.
Yeah.
You're just going to land
a plane.
You might have
a chance if you're flying like a Piper Cub or a Cessna, yeah, like a single engine plane. Like you can kind of glide it in.
Drug smuggler planes that they used to fly in 100%. Like the 80s. Yeah, of course. Like maybe then, but no, if you're asking me if I can land
commercial airline,
a Spirit flight, like because absolutely.
No, the Spirit plane's going to break down.
We're all
going
to die. Yeah. We're on Spirit in the first place. So we're all going to die in number one. But you're asking me to land the plane now. So you want to die well before we land. That's the way that's going to work, man. So, no, but I think that's an interesting thing. But, yeah, if you're able and if you want to come hang out with the fan host, June 24th, man, Langdon Farms Golf Club.
It's one of my favorite events of the year, dude. Legitimately, we don't do a ton here, and hopefully we're gonna change some of that around here in the next couple of years as the world and the economy is all coming back out of the post-COVID era and everything.
Things are being made great again.
Yeah, there you go.
I suppose. Right? As long as you're not DEI, as long as you're not nonprofit, as long as you're not any of those things, things are going awesome for you, you know? So things are going incredibly awesome for the Oklahoma City Thunder as they had a massive win on Sunday night. Can history repeat itself? And they do it in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Indeed.
Coming up next, Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a little Arrested Development. I love it, man. Y'all got cuts on y'all show. We gotta play something different on Sundays.
We trying.
Yeah, I love it, man. Speaking of something different, the Pacers are going to have to try to find that old magic, you know, because they got to do something different than they did in Game 2, because Game 2 was an absolute shellacking by the MVP and the Oklahoma City Thunder, as the Oklahoma City Thunder win by a 22-point margin. It seemed like it was much more, though. Honestly, there were parts of that game to where it just looked like this wasn't going to be – there was no comeback coming for the Pacers, not this game. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is as good as advertised. He is the deserving person for the MVP. Mm-hmm. I know Jokic had an amazing year, and a historic year, and probably should have got it, but just the way this Thunder team plays, you can tell they're not going to be able to do this without a Shai.
No, I mean, SGA is like is multiple and different that the Thunder can be. It's still very SGA-centric. And, you know, we talked about this the other day, you know, SGA has the most points through two games of an NBA Finals in their career of any player of all time. He's got 72 points through his first two games. Beyond that, he has an NBA playoff record, 9 straight. I think it ties Wilt or Russell. I can't remember who it was. 9 straight playoff games with 30 or more points. Like, he gets buckets.
No, he gets buckets.
Like, don't get it twisted. He is a certified bucket-getting machine.
On a historical kind of level too. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, his first two games in the conference in the NBA Finals, again, I think only Jordan and somebody else have like a higher score. Allen mm-hmm. Iverson,
yeah, I think
have
like
higher scoring average than him at this point. Like, so he's really out there getting buckets, and I think I love Shai because he defies what the NBA says it is right mm-hmm. now. Right, you have to be a 3-point shooting team. Mm-hmm. You win by, you know, not necessarily. A young team can win. Like, all these things that we've been told doesn't work in basketball, Shai and OKC is doing.
He's more of a George Gervin, Julius Irving. He's a superstar, kind of a throwback, the way he plays.
Right.
It's much more in the mid-post, mid-range, you know, long paint area, of which the analytics era has kind of done away with a ton of.
Can't do that anymore.
But that's what also makes him, for me, like,
it's a throwback.
You take the free throw merchant stuff out of it, which he does it, and I don't like it, and he doesn't need to do it. Like, he can generate free throws on his own without doing the throw your head back like you got shot by a 12-gauge stuff. But his footwork is probably the best in the NBA. His body control and balance, it's basically him and Luka and Jalen Brunson, who are like the guys who have otherworldly body control and balance in that in-between area. And it is interesting because he's not Steph out there, you know, jacking up threes. And he's not even KD, where he's just, you know, shooting 50% on 18-foot mid-range pull-ups. He's getting to that 10 to 14-foot range, the 8 to 14-foot range, and just putting your defense in pretzels, because it's the place that you want to help to, but that's what the Thunder want to thrive on. They want you to help, over-help on SGA, and allow the other guys who can't necessarily create on their own to feast off that. Now, he's not a creator like Halliburton, who can, you know, Hallie's the kind of guy who can get you 15 plus assists. Like, it's just he's a natural creator, whether it be angles or setting you up with a drive one way or a lean this way. Hallie's much more of a Nash, Chris Paul type of like bend your defense a certain way to get something, where SGA is like, I'm going to take what you give me, and if you overhelp, I'm just going to make the simple play. And look, so many people think that making the simple play in the NBA is easy. It's not. It's genuinely not. That's why you don't see guys making the simple play all that often, because it's the NBA. These guys are so big, so fast, so good that they want to take, they can take that away so easily.
Which is why I always covet a player like LeBron James, who just constantly
just makes everything easy,
makes the right play. Mm-hmm. You know, people like to knock on him because he would pass up a game-winning shot to give somebody else
a better shot,
an opportunity to make a better shot. I think that's a that's the mark of somebody with high basketball IQ. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Shea has. Now, I think Halliburton has that, but to maybe a lesser degree right now. I think where Halliburton is great at, he's not the short scorer that Shea is,
No. Clearly.
But I think he does as good, if not a better job, getting everybody else involved.
Yes.
Like, I think for this OKC squad, it's easy to get a guy like Jalen Williams involved. He can get mm-hmm. his own bucket if he wants to. It's easier to get a guy like Chet involved who can get his own bucket. And then on the bench, you know, you got guys like
Wiggins and Isaiah Joe Caruso.
He was killing me in 2K the other day, and I was getting so frustrated. Wiggins, I could not guard him. My 2K MP could not guard this fool for nothing, and he was giving me buckets. But in real life, he can come off the bench and give you 15, 16 quick points. And when you have a bunch of guys on your team like that, that can help out your superstar. And I think you're in a great position right now if you're OKC. You're playing loose. And really, you've won all but 2 seconds of a game in the
last. Less than that. The Oklahoma City Thunder in that game, in a 48-minute game, led for 47 minutes and 59.7 seconds.
So you mean for 1.whatever seconds.
0.3 seconds.
0.3 seconds. Is the
only
time
lead that the Pacers had in the game.
Have had in the series, mm-hmm. you know, at this point. And so they need to figure out that magic. I don't know how it's going to happen. There's not going to be a breakdown like there was with Cleveland, with this OKC team. There's not going to be a breakdown.
Yeah,
not going to run into some injuries like you did with Milwaukee right now. Like, this is a well-conditioned team. The only injury that, and I'm knocking on wood because you don't want to see one from anybody, but the only one that may be something that people could see would potentially be Chet, because Chet has the tendency to get
dinged up.
But game three is in Indianapolis. The Pacers have already done their job, if we're being honest. We're kind of knocking on them today, but they already stole home court.
Doesn't matter what the scores are in games. It's 1-1.
Doesn't matter.
Here's the thing. You can talk about, well, the Thunder did what they're supposed to do, and they, you know, had a blowout game. And I'm like, yeah, but you were still sitting there in the fourth quarter when it got down to 8, when it got down to 7, you're like,
oh, yeah.
Here they come. Like, that's what this Pacers team is built to do. It doesn't matter what your lead is unless it gets, you know, to 30.
Until it gets zeros, yeah.
Like, they are a team that come in the final 5 minutes. If they've got it, you know, 7-8 points or less, be afraid, because it's not that they've done it once or that they've done it twice or 3 times or 4 times. They've done it 7 times in these playoffs already. Like, they will come at your neck if the game is relatively close, and they are not afraid of that moment.
No.
And they're like, if you're the Pacers, I don't think they're like, you know, the game the Timberwolves got off the Thunder, you know, they win by 40. I don't expect that to happen in the series to where OKC has a rollover game. But I also don't expect the Thunder to have necessarily the performance they had last game where, you know, they were mostly in control of that game throughout. I think it's going to be in between kind of what we saw. And I think if that is the case, the Pacers have a chance literally every single night. And that's why I talked about coming into the series is everybody's talking about Thunder in 5 or a Thunder in an easy 6. And I'm like, you better take care of business then, because if you don't, you can't kill this team.
If you leave the door open,
they are going to come charging through it.
And listen, Tyrese Halliburton, you know, and this team, for as much crap as they take, this is kind of what they do. Like, they rest in the cut for most of the game, and then all of a sudden they come back with this flurry that nobody really saw coming. And again, you've already done your job and stole game one, and nobody saw that coming. And now you just got to go home, make sure you protect home court best you can. It's basically 0-0 now. First team to win 3 games is going to win a championship. You have an opportunity to protect your home court at least in one of these games and try to make this a series. The Pacers did not play well in game one. They were really bad in game two.
Yeah.
But game one with the 19 turnovers in the first
half. Oh, God, it was just so sloppy. But even with that, they found a way to win.
They stuck around.
That's what I take from that game. Is like, well, the Thunder should have won that game. And I'm like, what happens if the Pacers take care of the ball?
Guess what? The Pacers haven't played well yet.
And that's the thing. Is like, if they go out and they play well in game three, and let's say they win a game by 8. Not a crazy number, like under 10, but like, They have it under control in the final 2 minutes.
Listen.
What does the narrative now become if the Pacers win a game, not like running away, but comfortably.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden the series is 2-1 and you've gotten a game on the road. How tight do the Thunder come into game four?
Listen, if there's anybody who can engineer a great upset in the NBA Finals, mm-hmm. it's Rick Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
And that staff, we've seen him do it before against an opponent that was supposed to be unbeatable.
Yep.
And he did the impossible and did that. So we'll see if Lightning can strike twice. That game is going to be tomorrow on ABC, mm-hmm. I would assume at 5:30, which is when they all are. Yeah, so we'll see what's going on. Tyrese Haliburton has to show up. Speaking of Tyrese Haliburton, mm-hmm. he's been getting a lot of news lately because somebody on ESPN keeps saying that this man is not a superstar. But there are a lot of people that potentially agree, but he's not the only person we should mm-hmm. be talking about. There are some other names we should bring up, and I'm going to bring him up to our NBA guy, and I'm going to see what he says about those. We're going to talk mm-hmm. about that next. But first, Will at SportsCenter.
You know, when we were younger, we always had the wives' tales about, you know, the neighbor's house being haunted or,
lived
you know,
by a couple of those.
No, you know, you get the, well, you know, if you get this, it's actually good for this, you know, things like that. Here's the adult version of that stupid wives' tales. Did you know that people were actually believing that their Costco ID card was okay to use to travel as in a replacement for the real ID? Because as of May 7th, you have to have the new license or a passport to fly.
I actually got one. Mine was expiring on May 5th anyway, so I had to go get a new one.
Oh, look at that. Perfect timing.
Yeah, right.
People were trying to use their Costco ID card as a form of ID to travel. It got so bad that the TSA had to make a press release. And I'm not kidding. This is a part of their actual press release. We love hot dogs and rotisserie chicken as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco card counts as a real ID because it absolutely does not.
Okay. So I'm curious, not just who started the rumor.
Who tried this?
Yeah. Who was the one that wanted to go out and confirm that the rumor was true and say, you know what? I don't have my ID, but Costco card, does that work? You know? And I want to know who the TSA agent was that said, right this way, sir. Yeah, that absolutely works.
So, I had a teammate in college who would use his school-issued ID. It did not work.
Yeah, no, it's not a government ID.
Like, but he thought it worked.
So I have an OG Costco card. I'll blank it out so I can show the other side. If you're watching on camera, you'll see that mine does not have a picture.
Is it faded out?
No, there's just no picture on it at all.
Oh, it's old. Okay, old school.
It literally, this yeah. card is from 2006. Yeah. It's an old. It's my family's company's card, and because we had multiple people on the account, they just didn't take pictures. It'd be even funnier if somebody tried to use a card with no picture.
Yeah,
as their works. Real ID card,
and it worked. Like, okay, so crazy part. So my ID broke, right? Mm-hmm. So completely broke, and I was like, all right, I have to get this to be able to travel. Took my son to WrestleMania in April.
Oh, nice. So, the Vegas one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you went. Oh,
my
that's
gosh,
awesome.
Man, I have so many cool stories. But, yeah, it was super cool. But I was freaking out because I was like, how am I going to get on the plane with a broken ID? It's probably not going to work. My passport has been expired for a little bit now.
Yeah.
All right, cool. The lady takes my broken ID and does a hole punch mm-hmm. through it. So now I really can't use it. And then all they give me was a little
paper one
that I could use. And sometimes I love TSA agents. Sometimes I can't stand them. Like, usually they're cool, but then you'll get that one.
Oh, brother. Trust me.
That's just a little, you know, they love their job a little too much or they hate their job. I can't really tell which one it is.
I had one. So part of my job when I was in the military was sometimes transporting hard document, classified documents. And when I would do that, and again, this is even post 9/11, I would fly armed. And now I had permission to do so, and it's cleared through the airlines, it's cleared through TSA, it's cleared through the air marshals. It's there's a lot that goes into this.
Right.
But I've got a briefcase literally handcuffed to my wrist, and
you're one of those guys.
And I had a sidearm, and I'm supposed to go through a different line. And I'm sitting here telling this guy, like, not trying to alarm him, of like I'm carrying. I can't go through that line. Like, here's the necessary documentation. Here's the paperwork. Here's my military ID. Here's everything. Like, all the things that you need in order to make this happen. Because I don't want everybody on the plane to know.
He's got a gun.
Yes. Because
get down.
There was one time when I was flying while carrying that I reached up to put something into the upper bin.
And showed it on your
head. It slung down. And one person saw it, and I was like, slowly covered it back up, And I was like, because the harness had come undone. And only, like, I looked around and, you know, the blood left their face kind of a situation.
You just looked at them and put your finger in your mouth and just
and like, I just kind of went, it's okay. I'm military. They know. Keep this between us kind of a situation.
Should have gave an Undertaker look.
Yeah, no. I didn't want to make it any worse for me. I was 20 years old. I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Like, of all the things that have happened, this is a god-awful thing to have happen right now. But yeah, like I've had those moments going through there. But I also, knowing the people that typically work there, I try to make it as easy as humanly possible. 100%. I am a person who, I'm wearing my Crocs right now. I fly in Crocs or flip-flops so that it's never an issue getting my shoes on and off. I wear basketball shorts, t-shirt, hat, sunglasses. Yeah. I basically take everything off except for the t-shirt and shorts and walk through.
I wear drawers most of the time. I want to make sure that there's like, no issue
there is
as
no,
I'm going through TSA.
Yeah. I'm like, look, man, I'm trying to make this as simple as possible.
Yes,
like,
just look at my ID. It's me. And kind of move on from there.
I have had so many times when I've gotten up to that line where they scan your ID, people either don't have it out or they have the wrong one.
Or some jackass brings a Costco card.
And it's like, what goes through your head?
Why?
That where you think, can you think of something dumber than this? Like, I've seen people use, like, I've seen people use student IDs that have their birthday on it to buy alcohol. I've seen that before.
Okay.
And I've seen, like, so, you know, now they scan your ID. Every single time, whether you buy anything that's 18 or older, they scan it now. You know, 10 years ago, they didn't.
Yeah.
And it's like, if the ID was good, you like, you show them your ID and you're on your way.
Fake IDs are running rampant in this city.
Yeah. Yeah, you scan them now and, oh boy. Yeah.
That's going to be bad.
Hell, I mean, even the bouncers now have those things that they scan that can tell them if it's fake or not.
Yeah. I'm curious of who started that rumor. And I'm also curious of how many people went to their... wherever their airport was.
Enough people at the TSA had to make a freaking press statement.
Yeah, you people, and I mean this with all respect, you people are idiots. If you've done that, if you went to PDX and was like, oh man, do you have your ID? Oh, hold on one second. Yeah, I got my Bi-Mart card. Hopefully that works for you guys. No, it's not going to work. That's a terrible idea.
Vantex line, my dad got tickets at Will Call with a Safeway Club card. That count? I mean, that's...
I mean,
as long as the name matches.
Was it like at a Ticketmaster? Because I remember for a long time, like Ticketmaster would be like at a Fred Meyer Safeway type thing like that. So, I mean, I guess if you're maybe getting a discount on something.
But I mean, if you're just picking them up, like if you're at MoDa and you're going to the ticket booth, you know, on the other side of the Rose Quarter to pick up Will Call, I guess if you didn't have anything else on you, but also, you know, my wife does this. And it's great because she never listens, so I can always tell the story. My wife will leave the house without her cell phone, keys, and wallet.
Jeez.
And I'm just like,
she knows you got her. Are you? You're talking about together, right?
No,
you
guys are together. Like she'll go on a walk and not have any of them. No, and I'm like,
can't do that, baby.
I'm like,
can't do that.
What are you doing? You're a grown ass woman.
No.
And she's like, I don't have enough pockets. I'm like, I'll buy you a freaking fanny pack and you'll wear it.
Get a hoodie or something like that.
Well, it's hot outside, and I'm like. She's like, you know, my pockets are small, or, you know, women's pants, you know, don't have pockets. I'm like, well, then we'll go get you the pants.
Women's
with the pockets.
Pants have plenty of pockets. You just don't want to put anything in there. See, ladies make excuses to go buy more stuff, too.
Right?
My wife is probably making some excuse as we speak about why we need to go to Target
I need some Lululemon pants with the bigger pockets.
No, we don't. You definitely don't need no damn Lululemon pants with any pockets, you know, for the money that we're spending there. Like, I can make these. No problem. Take me to Michael's, and we'll do that. So... That was that was a good one, man.
Yeah,
I had one queued up too. It was a little weirder, but
what you got?
Well, it was about the ladies that have this like intimacy group that were scanning people
the cult.
Yeah,
I saw this.
Yeah, that was the one I was gonna come with, but
it was a finalist. But I was like, that might be a little.
I was thinking that might be a little risque.
Yeah,
maybe a little risque for 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
If you want to Google it, there's a inclusive sex group that's basically a cult that got caught up in some stuff.
Well, it wasn't super inclusive for everybody, like you know. So yeah, it was one of those wild things. But yes, this was definitely better. So I appreciate that. But so I guess now we can do something less weird and talk something a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Something that's not as dumb as bringing your Costco card as valid ID to the airport. Who are the superstars in the NBA and who are the guys that are just really good? I'll talk to Danny. I'll talk to Will about that when we come back right here. Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
So much talk around the NBA, who's a superstar, who is not a superstar. Really, the one player has been at the top of that list for a lot of people. It's most specifically ESPN's Stephen A. Smith, because I don't know if they have anything else really to talk about. We are getting closer to the dog days of summer. So, yeah, that's kind of where the conversation went. But Tyrese Haliburton continues to impress people in the NBA playoffs. Sans his game in game two. He's been pretty impressive for most of the playoffs. He has four game winners, multiple comebacks. He's knocked off Giannis. He's knocked off that great Cleveland team. He's knocked off that New York team. And now he's three games away from winning the first championship ever for the Indiana Pacers if they can get past this really, really good OKC squad. But for whatever reason, people still won't give him the tag of superstar. He's just the first player that we start with. Danny Morang, you are an NBA insider, mm-hmm. more specifically with the Blazers, but you get a chance to see all these guys kind of up close and personal. You've been able to see Tyrese Haliburton a couple times. You tell me, and even dating back to his time in Sacramento, mm-hmm. you tell me, considering the job that he's done this year and even last year, because mind you, last year, conference finals. Mm-hmm. Last year, he was a finalist in the NBA Cup, the inaugural mm-hmm. NBA Cup. So this Indiana Pacers team shouldn't come as a shock to anybody that they're this good. But in your opinion, is Tyrese Haliburton a superstar considering what he can do?
Yes, and it's been a long time coming, and we're still hanging on to, I think, when you talk about the NBA masses in general, still hanging on to the torch of LeBron and Steph and to an extent KD. And, you know, we saw that in the Olympics when, you know, Ant Edwards is talking about, I'm going to go out there, it's going to be my team. And the old heads are like, nah, dog.
Nah, bro. No. It's our last run. You got it.
Yeah. And you remember the clip from KD in the doc of like, what are you going to do when you're one-on-one with Steph Curry? Like, what are you going to do? And the answer to France was nothing. You're going to sit there and you're going to take it. And that might have been Steph's kind of swan song, and you know, as he gets older. But we are finally in the transitionary era out of the LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant era. And you've got Jokic, you've got SGA, you've got Luka, you still got Giannis, who's only 31. And then you've got this next crop of guys. You've got Tatum, and you say like Luka, you've got SGA, and I think you've got Ant and Tyrese in that group.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've brought this up on the show before, and this isn't to toot my own horn. It's just kind of the way that I look at basketball. I had a front office executive ask me a little more than 2 years ago.
Flex.
If you could start a team with one of two guys, Ant Edwards or Tyrese Halliburton, who would you take? And I go, I know the answer that most people are going to immediately say is Ant Edwards. And he's a quote-unquote better player. He's more talented. He's more athletic. The things he can do, you know, this was the first time he started getting kind of the MJ comps because of the post-fade and the footwork and the body and the athleticism and all those things. But I go, the way that I would build a team, I would build it around Tyrese Halliburton. That's the way that my – and I don't think there's necessarily a wrong answer here. But I go, the way that I like to play basketball is I like to have a point guard. He's not necessarily pass first, but a guy that just gets everyone. Like Chris Paul is one of my favorite players of all time. Steve Nash is one of my favorite players of all time. They are two of the best floor raisers and ceiling raisers for the sure. game has ever seen.
They get the best out of their players. You know, because mind you, and I think the one thing about both Chris Paul and Steve Nash, Chris Paul wasn't super overseas. He's not a huge point guard,
no,
right?
No, small guy. He's 6'1".
He's not like super, super fast, but he's quick enough, yep. You know. Steve Nash, kind of same thing. He's never going to bully anybody.
Just knows how to get to their spots better than anyone.
And you learn, you do a good job of learning the players that you play with. Mm-hmm. So this way you can put them in the best positions so they can be successful. So you can get the most out of a Miles Turner. You can get the most out of an Amari Stoudemire. Mm-hmm. You can get the most out of a Jamal McClure,
yep.
who made an all-star team, you know, that time. With yep. Yeah, so I would agree with you. I think Tyrese Halliburton is a superstar. But I wrote some other names on here because mm-hmm. for me, that was an easy one.
Yeah.
I think Stephen A. Smith might be the only person saying that he's not.
If you're questioning that or if you're saying he's not, you're talking about a guy who's averaging nearly 20 and 10 in the NBA playoffs. He's leading the playoffs in assists, but not only that, for a guy that is on the ball as much as he is, no one takes better care of the ball
100%.
While making more dangerous passes than him. That, like, you don't see that. There is a direct line of correlation between riskiness of passes and turnovers,
and
yet he defies that.
And on top of that, he can score. If he needs to score, he's not looking to score. And I think that's where people look at superstar and say, "Well, you should average this many points, and you should do this." It was like, "Well, what if you're Magic?" And Magic never put up like 25 points a game. That wasn't.
Do you know
his
what Halliburton shoots in his career from the floor?
Probably closer to 40-something%.
He's a 48% field goal percentage, 39% from three, 86% from the free throw line. So you're talking about a guy for his career who's almost a 50-40-90 guy.
Yeah.
So let's say he's 49-39-85 for his career.
That's legit.
So you've got a guy who's an insane creator who takes unbelievable care of the ball while being a very high-efficiency shooter and scorer.
Yeah.
Like, if you're asking me what I want from a team, from a point guard, that's the mold of the guy that I want.
And he's what, 6'5"?
Yeah.
6'6", something like that. So he's bigger than most guards. He can get to the rack. And you see once he gets to the rack, finish with both hands, finish with either hand. Like, it doesn't really matter. That float game is crazy. So Tyrese Halliburton is a definite yes for me. What about Jalen Brunson?
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna move. Cat.
No.
Why?
He's one of the best shooting big men of all time, but to me, a superstar is either an engine of your offense, the driving force of your offense, or the anchor of your defense.
And the reason I'm going to say Cat is because without his great offense, you know, mm-hmm. that Knicks team is getting blown out. Like, you can say a lot about Cat. He came through, like, you know, every game.
He's a very good player, but I would not give him the superstar
test. Okay, that's fair. Ant Edwards.
Yes.
Jamal Murray.
No.
Tyrese Maxey.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to say no, but he's right on the edge.
Really?
The problem is like every team he's in his young career that he's played for has been so just hammered with injuries with Embiid.
Yeah.
I would say of the guys that I'm closest on, he's the one that could be, but he kind of had a little bit of a fallback with some injuries and the season not going as well for them, obviously. But like, he's a guy that could be. Like, if you're asking me, do I want Jamal Murray or Tyrese Maxey? I'm gonna say Maxey.
10 days out of 10. You know, and honestly, I think he's the one bright spot outside of having the third overall draft pick,
super helpful,
which is crazy. But I think he's the one bright spot that Philadelphia has right now.
Yeah, because you're not
sure with either one of those. Maxey's the one guy that if he's on the floor for you, you know he's going to contribute. Cade Cunningham.
Yes. All right. 100%. Cade stamped. Like, he's that dude.
And when you're a number one overall pick, I think all you have to do is have a couple good seasons for people to know, you're that guy.
25-8-7 this year. Like, he's stamped.
The Detroit is, I think, one piece away.
Yeah, they're on the way up.
They're one piece away from being great in the East. Our own hometown, Anfernee Simons.
No. And I love Ann. Ann's my guy, and he'll tell you he's not.
I think he could be, though. I think Ant could be. I don't think it'll be here, though, unfortunately. I just don't think, you know, unless we get a different coach, different direction, I don't think it'll be here.
It's a tough place for me because he's 25. He'll be 26, I think, in a week.
Yeah.
But he's a very good player. I would put him below Maxey, though. I think Maxey can do a little bit more as a creator than Ant can. And, you know, but again, a very good player.
Domantas Sabonis.
That's a tough one because he's a multiple time all-star, but also I would put him in, like, I put him, and they're all very different players. I put him, Kat, Zach LaVine, a couple other guys kind of on
DeMar
the same.
DeRozan.
DeMar, but he did reach that height, I think.
Oh, DeMar DeRozan was a superstar at a point, yes.
But like the guys who, Michael Porter Jr. is another one of those guys. The guys that are very good players, but there's certain things about their games that have limitations that keep them from being the guy.
Okay.
Because Sabonis is an incredible passing big man. He's probably the second best passing big man. If you want to argue Şengün, fine. I'm not going to really get a push on that. He's a great rebounder. He still finds a way to score, but he can't stretch the floor, and he's not a rim protector. And if you're asking your center to do one of those things, at least for me, when I'm building a team, and so I'm going to say no, but he's like Kat, damn good player.
Yeah. I got a couple more for you here, and I think we pretty much know the answer on some of them, but I'm curious to know. Jaylen Brown.
Yes. Finals MVP.
I agree. Yeah. Devin Booker.
Yes, absolutely. Engine of an offense.
Paolo Banchero.
Yes, engine of an offense.
Easy one. Ja Morant.
Yeah, engine of an offense.
Last one, probably a little harder for everybody. Tyler Hero.
Right on that same edge with Maxey.
Yeah.
Like, we saw, like, look, for all the Heat fans that got all mad at me of saying, you know, the Blazers have Anfernee Simons, like, they don't need another player that's very similar to Ant. But Hero did level up his game this year. And he deserves all the credit for that. He was a 25 a game score with crazy efficiency.
Listen.
Now, he crapped out in the playoffs, but look, I mean, that's his first time being the guy in the playoffs. I'm not going to hold that against him.
Listen, I got a crazy basketball fetish for white boys that are cold.
Hey,
like,
look, man.
It's one of those things, man. I always like.
Wisconsin is cranking out these hoopers, man. You've got Hallie and Hero, but now coming into the draft this year, you've got Konka Nipple.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's cranking out some hoopers, man.
Yeah, Wisconsin's doing their thing. So it looks like the NBA is in great shape then.
We're finally transitioning, I think, into the next era.
Of this list, we've listed, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Most of the top 20 players in the NBA now are under the age of 30.
Yeah, so you got 8 new superstars. And mind you, I didn't bring up Jokic, and I didn't bring up all these guys.
We know about them. When you're winning MVPs and multiple MVPs,
But these are an additional 8 guys that we can be
considered. A lot of these guys are under 25, 26
absolutely.
Years old. Like,
so,
they haven't even hit their primes yet.
And with LeBron, this we had a finals and a playoff that didn't really include Steph Curry, didn't really include LeBron, didn't really include KD. Mm-hmm. Didn't include Giannis like that. Didn't include Embiid.
And yet these playoffs were incredible.
Yeah, and this is some of the best that we've ever seen, and we're going to see a first-time champion crowned sometime within the next week and a half. So that's
an awesome
thing. So the NBA is looking up for the future because you've got a lot of really young stars that are taking the mantle. So how about some football talk?
I like it.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Man, things are looking up for Pittsburgh. Well, I guess depending on how you look at it and where you're coming from. So we'll talk about these new faces in the Pittsburgh uniform. We'll talk about that next right here. Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.